Assassination Guide Directed at German Populists Posted on Antifa-Linked Site. By Chris Tomlinson on February 2, 2019. Calls for the assassination of several major figures in the populist alternative for Germany, AfD, including detailed instructions on how to do so, have been found on a web platform linked to Antifa far-left extremists. The post was made on the infamous indie media web platform that has long been used by far-left extremists in Germany and called for the murder of several AfD MPs, including co-chairs Alexander Gauland and Alice Weidel, Tishy Seindlick reports. Under the title The AfD and the Election Campaign, the post calls on Antifa members to examine the dates of AfD public appearances and study maps of venues to escape once they have finished their assassination. Anti-Deutsche Antifa Untergrund, or Anti-German Antifa Underground, claim authorship of the article which was posted on January 30, and add that assassins should work in teams of two, with women of migrant backgrounds being the most preferable assassins, as the group claim they will be less likely to be scrutinized. The authors then recommend that others distract the bodyguards of the AfD politicians while the two main assassins slowly pull the weapon and fire the weapons from different positions, double tap on the head of the target. Afterwards, everyone takes care of his condition alone and on his own responsibility, they add, and tell followers to destroy clothing and any vehicles used in their escape. For weapons, the authors call on Antifa extremists to travel to countries like the Czech Republic or Austria and find firearms made of a polymer composite. The Glock 20 10mm is ideal. In a statement on the issue, of foreign spokesman Peter Bystrand said, "I was one of the first politicians to call for Antifa to be declared a terrorist organization, and I hope that law enforcement will react now before it is too late. Otherwise, the blood of the next victim will be on the government's hands." The post comes after another on Indie Media, which took credit for the brutal attack on Bremen of Chairman Frank Magnitz last month. The notorious website Linksenden, which was also hosted on Indie Media, was shut down in 2017 following the mass far-left extremist violence at the Hamburg G20. Antifa members and other alt-left extremists would routinely post credit for attacks to the site. On Thursday night, another attack took place against an AfD MP in Berlin, with three masked far-left extremists torching the car of a local politician in the area of Neukölln. Executive director of the foundation Timo Rehnfrank distanced himself from the alleged actions of his former colleague, saying, "We strongly condemn this offense, as we condemn all other forms of political violence. Violence is not a means of political conflict, no matter which direction it comes from." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.